Welcome into the KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 30th year in this kitchen. It needs a little bit upgrading, but
we have to talk to management, I guess.
So you know how I collect things? Mm-hmm. Maybe you've noticed over 30 years.
Yes, I have.
I never throw away anything. So I have a long-time subscription to Esquire magazine. Mm-hmm. So here's a page. Yeah, I'm showing this to you that I cut out. And it's November 2014, you see? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, look at this. The best things you can possibly eat, November 2014. And it says, and I quote, it's about damn time someone tried to break the cow's monopoly on ice cream. Buffalo milk has 10.5% butterfat, triple that of cow milk. This gives the buffalo milk gelato from California's Double B Dairy, the first in America to make it, an implausibly rich velvet, almost chewy texture and a flavor to match with no added cream. DoubleAdairy.com. This was 2014. Mm-hmm. So, I not as quick as I should to get around to doing things. You probably
it's
know.
Okay. You caught okay. up.
Well, so eventually I discovered that Double A Dairy is just down the road a piece from the radio station in Petaluma. And I thought, gosh, we got to have these people on. Mm-hmm. This is 3 years I've been procrastinating. So we finally got around to doing this, and we want to welcome Curtis, and I'm going to butcher his last name. Gjelstul, is that close?
Close. It's Fjelstul. The J is silent. It's a Norwegian name.
Curtis Fjelstul.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And you are the production manager for Double Eight Dairy?
Yes, that's right.
In Petaluma, California?
Yes.
And you're responsible for making buffalo milk gelato, the only buffalo milk gelato in America at this point?
I believe so, yes.
So you have an interesting history that I was reading about. How did you get to Water Buffalo? It was a long road.
I've been a dairyman for many years and enjoyed the animals. And like I was just talking with Steve, I did work at St. Anthony's Farm for many years.
And what was St. Anthony's Farm for those who don't know?
St. Anthony's Farm was established in the early 50s as a retreat for recovering alcoholics and drug addicts.
And this in Petaluma.
Yes.
It's right on Bodega there. Highway between Petaluma
right
and Bodega Bay, yes. Right there in right. Bloomfield.
Yeah. And in 2007, we collaborated with Clover Stornetta at that time to make a farmstead butter. And we built a creamery there, and I became the butter maker for them. And found that the value-added product from the cows was really a niche that needed to be filled.
Okay.
And then I progressed with Neil at...
Neil Gottlieb.
Yeah, at Three Twins. I worked for him in his little scoop shop down in Terra Linda, and then over near Copia at the Oxbow. And we made delicious ice cream.
And Three Twins has just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Well, I helped Neil establish the factory there on First Street in Petaluma.
Yeah.
And then, wanting to get back to the animals, I was in touch with Craig Ramini, who has a little farm out in the Tamales area with water buffalo. And he requested some assistance in learning how to milk them. So with my expertise and experience, we devised a milking parlor for him. And these water buffalo that he had were very wild and untamed, and we were able to get them into the milking parlor and get a very little milk from them. And then he went on to establish his product of making mozzarella.
And this was a few years back. And we had Craig on the show a couple times because we've broadcast it from the Artisan Cheese Festival for the last 9-10 years. Craig unfortunately passed away. And his wife, does she still have retained the buffalo herd?
Yes, she's doing a good job there.
So you're known. There was a wonderful little article in CU magazine as the buffalo whisperer because you could... just by your vision could make them calm down?
Well, they're very loving and affectionate animals, so it just takes a certain patient temperament to do that.
Which you have. So how did the Double Eight Dairy begin?
Andrew became a partner, my partner, with Craig, and we decided that the vision for expansion wasn't with Craig, and so we took our water buffalo over to my previous area, which was the dairy at St. Anthony's Farms, which had been just purchased by Joe Tresh. And the creamery was, in fact, there. And so Double Eight came into being because it has a Double Eight herringbone in which to milk the cows.
Oh.
And then we milk the cows and pump the milk over to the creamery, just like I had when making butter. And now we process the water buffalo milk into gelato base.
So it's all self-contained.
Exactly. It's a farmstead product.
Truly farmstead, yes. That it's only a matter of yards from the milking station to the ice cream making.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, ice cream, gelato making.
So buffalo milk seems like such an exotic ingredient, but you were saying before we went on the air that buffalo have been around and have been milked and used as beasts of burden for 5,000 or more years?
That's correct. And in Italy, I think in the year 900, they were introduced there, and specifically mozzarella di buffalo is where mozzarella is made from over the years. And so as we progress from the gelato, we are now making mozzarella as well.
Is that harder than making gelato?
Yes, it is. Yes. It takes a lot of technical expertise. We have Francesco working with the milk at this time, and we have Tommaso, who is an Italian, who came in as a consultant and showed us how to progress in that.
So these a couple Italian guys came over from Italy, and
yes,
while they were here for some conference or something,
exactly,
they came up to the farm,
exactly,
and said, "Yeah, you're doing it all wrong. Here's how you make mozzarella di buffalo." Not really, they said that, but this is not an easy technique to master. It sounds
we've made quite a number of attempts with different consultants, and we want a product to be perfect, so we never introduced it until we had the professionals come in with, you know, many years of experience and give us the technique.
So a question for you. What's the difference between ice cream and gelato?
It has to do with the butterfat content. Traditionally in Italy, where gelato is made, it's between 4 and 8% butterfat, as opposed to Neil's ice cream, which is a super premium ice cream, which is required to be 14% butterfat.
So gelato is lower in butterfat?
Yes, so yeah. It is a
but
dietary
it still has
treat.
A very rich and creamy type. Well, we'll find out because we're going to taste some.
Yes, you will, yeah.
Does it contain cream also?
When I make gelato from water buffalo milk, because of the high content of the water buffalo milk itself, I do not add cream at all. So it's just the water buffalo milk.
Just the milk itself?
Yes.
And then do you make a custard base for this?
No, I just add a few ingredients.
So there's not, because usually for ice cream, when I make a custard base first.
Yes, that's
with
correct.
Eggs.
Yes, that's correct. We are egg-free.
So egg-free. Okay. The complexities of ice cream making are legendary. People obviously devote their entire lives to mastering this. So you don't make a cooked custard. You just pump the water buffalo milk directly into the, is it a batch freezer that you have? Or?
I have a cheese vat, which I'm using at this time, yes.
Okay. And what kind of machine makes the gelato?
That is a batch freezer, yes. When I have the base made, then I do freeze it in a batch freezer.
Okay. And some Italian freezer?
Carpigiani.
Because I saw on your website you had a Carpigiani.
Yes, yes, it's Italian.
And that's not something the homeowner, unless they've got a lot of money, will probably invest in, because you can make how many quarts at a 30, 40 quarts or something? I don't
know. Only about 5 liters is what I do in small batches, very small batches.
And do you when you make this, does it go right into the pint holders directly?
Yes, it does. We have a faceplate which will fill the pints with the gelato. But our primary focus isn't necessarily the pints. We have a large clientele of restaurants, and their pastry chefs like to make, have us make custom flavors okay. for their dessert menu.
Oh, man. I'm getting ready.
So one that I saw that you make, which I really love, is candy cap mushroom.
Interestingly enough, when we first started, there were two Italians, again, up in Gualala, who introduced us to their techniques, and one of their favorite flavors was the candy cap mushroom, which is an indigenous local mushroom. And when that is added to it, gives it a very subtle maple flavor. Mm-hmm. Yes, but
and this is the
ever
little
thought of mushrooms
nobody.
In ice cream.
Well, know? John Ash, but that's the gelato place in Gualala, right
exactly.
there in the little shop. We
exactly.
go there because we have friends that have property at Sea Ranch.
Oh,
so when we go visit them, we started going to this gelato place, and it was like nothing we'd ever tried before. So this is the folks that you were in contact with that kind of shared their gelato recipe idea with you? Or?
Yes, exactly. And the history of that is we had a consultant out making mozzarella, and we went to a cheese party with all the cheesemakers, and they were there, and we tried their gelato, and wow, it was so fabulous. We said, can we bring a couple gallons up of water buffalo and see how it works? And they were very generous and said yes, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. That's really exciting.
So it all started at a party.
That's where most great things happen, at a party. So like most traditional ice cream makers, the big ones I know, they use a base. They purchase a base.
That's exactly correct.
Do you purchase a base?
No. I make the base. And we now, as Double Eight, distribute that base to a lot of ice cream shops in the area. And we are conduits of creativity. We allow them to put all those ingredients and flavors together using our base.
Oh, so they could use this base as a soft serve, could they not?
We actually do sell soft serve to quite a number of places. Gott's at the Ferry Building and Siren down at Stinson Beach.
Oh, so that's a soft serve product made from buffalo milk.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one conduit of the ice cream. Others, you sell custom made to restaurants throughout the Bay Area.
Yes, that's correct.
And now you're also packaging it in pint size for retail sale?
Yes, although that's not a large part of our market at this time. Because we have such a limited supply of buffalo milk, because they produce such little amount, and with the mozzarella being so popular at this time, we have
especially this time of year.
Exactly. Yeah.
So does it take a lot more milk to make the mozzarella than it would comparably to make the gelato?
When you make gelato, you have an overrun. So it actually, from a gallon of milk, I get a gallon and a quarter of gelato.
Because there has to be a little bit of air beaten into the product?
And the ingredients, yes. The air itself, that is the overrun.
Overrun.
But with mozzarella, you get the mozzarella ball, but you have all the whey that goes away.
Oh, that's so that's loss.
Exactly.
What do you do with the whey?
We feed it to our calves.
Oh, okay. So it's a perfect circle.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm loving this. Mm-hmm. I love ice cream so much, and I love gelato probably even more. So gelato...
So you know what's interesting about that? Because the popular conception of gelato is that, oh, it's creamier. It's has a wholly different mouthfeel than ice cream and all that stuff. But you were just saying that it's actually lower in butterfat.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, interesting.
So we're going to take a break. Should we start with tasting a little bit of the milk first? Would that be what you would suggest?
I would. Perfect, yes.
Okay.
I did bring a gallon of pasteurized water buffalo milk.
Have you ever had buffalo milk before,
yes,
John?
Okay. Yeah. I've had it in Asia, actually, because they use it in a number of different things there. But
how big is your herd?
At this time, we're milking 32. We started with 6 or 8, and then as the babies have grown up, we've been able to breed them and have them now in the milk line. So, very small operation.
So, I was asking him, so do they all have names?
Of course they all have names.
And do you have room to expand?
We have a vast area there at St. Anthony's. When I was milking there, we milked 230 cows. So there is room for expansion.
But can you milk the water buffalo the same way that you milk cows?
We were very concerned about that in the very beginning. We did measurements. Even though they're a little shorter and perhaps more rotund, they do fit in the milking parlor perfectly.
And temperament-wise?
They're unbelievably gentle and affectionate, and they each have their own personality.
We'll take a break at that point. Curtis Felstall, the production manager for Double Eight Dairy, America's first and only buffalo milk gelato producer. And also, is anybody else doing mozzarella to buffalo in America at this point? Or?
Well, I think Craig Ramini's wife is doing it.
But only a couple producers, and you've recently introduced yours to the market.
Yes, that's correct.
Were you able to grab any to bring up?
We had one ball left in the brine. Mm-hmm.
Did bring. That's exciting. So after we drink some of the milk, should we try the cheeses next and then wait for the ice cream? Would that be?
Perhaps that's the good idea, yes.
We'll be right back. It's Steve Garner and John Ash live. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Windsor hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offer everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices and chocolate, to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Every Friday, it's the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Rolling Blackouts from 5:30 to 8.
Well, she didn't bat an eye. As I pack my bags,
enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer, wine, live music, and even a kids area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters in Rohnert Park, offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays and Sundays from 5 till close. Home of the world-famous Hooters girls and their nearly famous chicken wings. Try their blackened mahi-mahi sandwich or their Baja fish tacos. Or maybe you're in the mood for a twisted Texas melt. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week. So join the Hooters girls and party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market Fridays, 5 to 8.
Join us from 5:30 to 7 this Monday, July 10th, and learn about the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash and Oceana Cruises in October 2018. Cruise 7 nights with stops including Barcelona, Marseille, Monte Carlo, Portugal, and Lisbon. Take hands-on cooking classes with Chef Ash. Enjoy Fogline Vineyards for special events and a welcome bottle in your cabin. Learn all about it Monday, July 10th. RSVP for location to KSRO at TravelWise.com.
Thousands of years ago, human civilization depended on the quest for fire.
Since 1960, that quest leads to just one place, Malm Fireplace Center. For indoor or outdoor fireplaces, Malm Fireplace Center has tamed the flame, offering high-quality, beautiful, efficient fires that won't burn your bank account. Satisfy your burning desires at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at malmfireplacecenter.com.
So I think we'll do a first here, John. Why don't we toast with buffalo milk on the show to a successful venture from Double Eight Dairy. I toast you. I clink my glass. All right, this is my
plastic.
First. My plastic.
So while you just stepped out of the room, the interesting thing about that you were telling me, which I didn't know, is that the... It's naturally homogenized, so there's no cream, even though it's has three times as much cream as cow's milk, you don't get that separation of the cream rising to the top.
It's the creamiest, most delicious milk I've ever had.
It's really rich. I think I see what you're saying. You might not sit down and drink a big glass of this just because it is so rich. Oh, it's delicious.
It's just spectacular. So you have the ball of mozzarella di buffalo in front of you.
I do.
And, oh, thank you. So restaurants purchase all of this at this point. Is that correct, Curtis? It's not available at retail yet?
That is correct, yes.
And do you think it ever will be at this? Not for the amount you're producing now.
Not at this time, yes.
And what's the best use for this? Geez, how would restaurants use this, John?
Caprese salad. You know, now that we're moving into tomato season and all of that, so slice this with heirloom tomatoes and basil and whatever else you want to throw on it.
Is that in the summertime what you would do? What about would you serve it in winter when there's no fresh tomatoes? What would you do with it then?
Same sort of thing. I mean, it would be delicious thrown into... Into salads, there's some really wonderful preparations done with this where you can fry it, coat it, bread it, saute it very quickly in a little bit of olive oil, softens a little bit, actually even brings out more of that wonderful milky flavor as it warms up.
So that could be served as
a little appetizer.
Appetizer,
yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Does this, can you freeze this or not? Won't freeze.
It has a very short shelf life. Oh. We try to get it as fresh as possible to the restaurants.
Okay. And it's always this size ball. How much do these weigh?
125 grams.
Okay. Oh, so about 4.5 ounces or so? Or?
Perhaps I only...
You only work in grams.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do they ever coat this in like black crushed pepper or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah. I'm swallowing. It's a blank canvas in many ways. It has that, that wonderful sweet, milky, creamy flavor to it. So it takes to almost anything
it's just
that
wonderful.
You like. Yeah.
Oh, it's so fresh, flavorful. What's the other cheese you brought? Was it a ricotta?
Yes, we make ricotta also.
Why don't we open up that one?
So how do you pronounce ricotta?
I'm not Italian.
No, it's funny. I'm just jabbing you a little bit. But I had an old Italian chef friend of mine when I was talking about making this little ricotta nudi or something like that. And he stopped me and he said, "It's ricotta."
Excellent.
Yeah. And do you have a good supply of this at this point, Curtis?
Yes, we do. It's a byproduct of the mozzarella process.
Oh, okay. And would this be sold ever at retail? Or?
Not at this time. Not,
so this still goes to restaurants?
Yes, that's right.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You do it in a little basket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the milking the same the amount of milk you get stable year round, or do the cows produce less milk in cold weather, or how does that work?
Our breeding program is year round.
Thank you.
We discovered quite early on that the gestation cycle of a water buffalo is longer than a cow, so it's about 10 and a half months. So we do have them calving yearly, but our focus on breeding at this time was to get the production up for gelato season. So we've had a number of animals freshen at this time.
How long is the life cycle? How long can they be milked?
They're not as... their production isn't as long as, a Jersey cow or a Holstein cow. Our goal is to get them at least to 200 days in milk. Some, just because of their personalities, don't last that long, and some, which are great cows, do produce a little longer than that.
It's interesting to hear you use the word personalities.
Each of them has a unique personality, and it has to do with our patience and kindness as they're born, and it brings out more of their distinct personalities.
Delicious ricotta.
Ricotta.
Good. And this is year-round cheese, too?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And... what would you do with so many uses for ricotta?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. You know, I think my favorite thing of all, at least at the moment, is to bake it. So add a little bit of Parmesan or Pecorino or whatever you like, really for the salt component in that. A tiny bit of egg and mix it up and put it in a bowl and bake it. And it's so delicious, you know, to have as a starting thing. I think I mentioned it's used in pasta making a great deal. So to fill ravioli, I made last night, it was interesting, out of ricotta, or they're called nudi, which are spinach and ricotta mixed together, and then you just poach them. They're like little dumplings, so there's not a pasta. It's like having a ravioli without the pasta around the outside.
I love it. Who needs that?
Yeah. And it's delicious in dessert making, too.
Of course, some cheesecakes and things like that.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll take a break. Curtis is with us. Curtis Felstold from Double Eight Dairy. He's the production manager for this beautiful water buffalo that resides in the rolling green hills between Bodega and Valley Ford, right there on Bodega Highway. Their dairy produces the first and only American-made buffalo gelato, and also produces one of only two mozzarella de buffalo cheeses that just been released. We'll start our ice cream tasting. I'm sorry I keep say ice cream because I'm American. Our gelato tasting when we return from this break. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
It's free Sunday concerts at the Terrace. Montgomery Village's free concerts from 1 to 4 at Village Terrace continue this Sunday with the Rosetown Soul and R&B Review. Yes, this Sunday, spend the afternoon enjoying your favorite soul and R&B classics as Rosetown Soul brings them to life.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down.
Sip on a glass of exceptional Roddy Strong wine or an ice-cold Ninkasi IPA, a Bud Light, Kona Longboard, Shock Top Belgian White, or Alhambra Water. All proceeds from beverage sales benefit the Kids Street Learning Center. Go to mvshops.com for details. Free live music with Rosetown Soul and R&B Review, plus premier shopping throughout the village this Sunday at the Terrace next to Cattleman's in Montgomery Village.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty: berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages.
Award-winning vendors and artisans offer everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices and chocolate, to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hi, I'm Roger Maples with Maples Service. At Maples Service, we are ready to take care of all your plumbing needs, from a leaky faucet to a water heater or even a sewer line backup. Our goal at Maples Service is 100% customer satisfaction. Maples Service, your plumber for life.
If you need to have some plumbing done and you want to know what to do, call Maples Service first and we'll take care of you.
Hey, it's Natalia from Fogline Vineyards inviting you to finally stop by. You've probably driven past the red umbrellas for years and haven't pulled in, so let me tempt you with some of our fabulous summer wines. Meet Flora, one of our newest releases, and a refreshing white wine with a tropical bouquet and a cider finish. It's unlike anything you've tasted before. We've also got our chilled rosé, perfect for those outdoor summer barbecues and warm days on the river. Come by and see us. Look for the red umbrellas on River Road near Fulton Road. Fogline Vineyards, rise above the fog.
President Trump is heading back to Washington from the G20 summit. His last day in Germany was dominated by meetings with world leaders, including the president of China, where he talked about North Korea's nuclear ambitions and trade. Members of Congress are preparing to return to Washington after a week's break. Some, like Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, are holding town halls today. One topic, allegations that Russia meddled in last year's election.
The Russians have developed a new weapon, and that weapon is a cyber attack on the basic democratic structure of the United States, of France, of other countries in Europe, and throughout the world. We need a response to that.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz also holding a town hall today. Authorities in Oakland, California want to know if there is a serial arsonist on the loose after several fires that were deliberately set. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Warm temperatures for your weekend today. Blue skies at 87 degrees, 70 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 50, 53 on the shores. Sunday is sunny, topping out at 86, 73 in Bodega Bay. Sunny skies continue for Monday as well at 86, 74 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Are ready to try our first ever taste of buffalo milk gelato made by Double Eight Dairy in Petaluma, California. So Curtis is made this ice cream. He's the production manager at Double Eight, and you're starting us with the kind of the base, most neutral flavored gelato. Is that correct?
Yes, it's called Fior de Latte. It's unflavored. It's just the water buffalo milk itself.
With what, sugar?
Oh, we put a touch of sugar in there.
No other flavorings?
No other flavorings.
Oh, my gosh. It's just spectacular. Oh, thank you. Well, I could eat this all day.
You know, brought enough.
It doesn't taste... It tastes rich and creamy, but I expected kind of I'm glad it's not. My tongue to be coated with butter fat. And it doesn't have that cloying flavor. It has a very fresh... almost ephemeral. I know I'm getting a little crazy here, but it's there and then it's gone.
It does have a silky...
Did you try it, John?
I did, and I think that's a good description. It's not that... you would think it would be just the opposite, because it is so rich that it would coat the inside of your mouth and all of that, but it breaks cleanly.
That's a wonderful way of looking. That's just spectacular.
So I just dished you up there the second one, which I'm fascinated to try. This is the candy cap mushroom.
And are these, Curtis, do you use freeze-dried candy cap mushrooms? Or no, fresh?
They are fresh. We get them from the far west.
Up in Seattle. Yeah. Usually you get them dried because they'll dry out pretty quickly, and they're really hard to find. But this is great because it really does have that kind of mapley brown sugar. I don't know it's such an exotic kind of flavor.
I do steep them overnight to bring out the flavor of the dried, to give it that flavor.
What do you steep them in?
In the buffalo base.
In the base, but you don't heat that?
No.
No, just paste. And do you add maple syrup to this?
No, the mushrooms itself.
It's just this? It is. It's hard to believe a mushroom could impart this much flavor.
Yeah.
And it really does taste maple-y.
Yeah, syrup. You have to be careful about how much you use, because it can, if you get too much in there of the candy cap, it can become a little bitter. In there, I've made that mistake. I've never made ice. Well, I have made ice cream with it. I take it back, or gelato. But often I use it to make creme anglaise, which is sort of the custard, you know, to put around desserts and things like that. And I've made the mistake of, well, a few in there, I should put more, and you can get too much.
I do all my ingredients in small amounts, and I use about 3.5 grams, so you're absolutely right.
So where is the 88 Buffalo Gelato available in the Bay Area for listeners who are outside of Sonoma County?
Well, for Sonoma County, I believe we have it in Community Market in Sebastopol. Okay. Down in Marin County, I have it in Mill Valley Market and Woodlands Market, these small independent grocers.
And does Buyrite carry it in San Francisco?
Buyrite was the very first place that we were there. They have their own ice cream company, and the owners tasted our Water Buffalo Gelato and said, oh my God, we gotta have it. So they put it in their store against their own product. Then we started in their scoop shop across the street from Buyrite with soft serve on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it became so popular, I believe, that they feature it there.
So limited availability, but if you look for it, you'll be able to find it. We'll be back and we'll continue a little more ice cream gelato tasting. Good. Our producer, Mike, is hovering around the gelato. It's our special salute to a locally produced product from Petaluma. Curtis Felstall is the creamery production manager for 88 Dairy. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash on the KSRO Kitchen this morning.
The North Bay's home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders at 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Every Friday, it's the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Rolling Blackouts from 5:30 to 8.
Well, she didn't bat an eye as I pack my bags to leave.
Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer, wine, live music, and even a kids area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Party on the Plaza is sponsored by Bear Republic Brewery in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park. Bear Republic is very excited to be coming to Rohnert Park. Join them lakeside at Roberts Lake later this summer for burgers, pizza, and more. Great food, award-winning craft beer, and great people. Bear Republic is independently owned and operated for over 20 years. Stop by their booth this week and say hi. So come party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market Fridays 5 to 8. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Hello, my name is Stanley Klaus, and I'm the General Manager of Crandall Roofing here in Santa Rosa. Of all the things you can do to protect and improve your home, the roof that protects it all has to be number one. At Crandall Roofing, we've been protecting people's homes and businesses for decades. We have successfully completed almost 6,000 jobs in the North Bay area, and our management team has over 200 years of combined roofing experience. Crandall Roofing is factory certified by virtually all major roofing manufacturers and is the North Bay's only Owens Corning Platinum rated installer. Our roofs come with factory-backed warranties for up to 50 years on both labor and materials, and we are proud of our Better Business Bureau rating of A+, which we have maintained for over 10 years. So when you want your roof repaired or replaced right, the first time, every time, give us a call at 586-2500 or visit us on the web at crandallroofing.com. That's crandallroofing.com.
So we're focusing on the Buffalo Milk Gelato that's available at retail in the Bay Area. The next flavor, John, is the hazelnut.
It is unbelievable. I don't think I've ever tasted. What did you do to the hazelnuts? You obviously roasted them first.
We personally don't have the facility to do all of that work. So there's an Italian company called Pregel, which must mean pre-gelato, which we get the ingredients from.
These don't taste like Oregon hazelnuts, so I wonder if they're Italian.
I believe
that. Because they have a wholly different flavor.
So you like that one, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then this one is the Mission Fig or Black Mission? Which one's this?
Yes, it's a Mission Fig. And that's also labor intensive.
Mm. How do you get, do you have a fig paste or how does this?
We create our own from dried figs.
Mmm. Wow. You know, my sense about this is you were saying these are certain, because of the cost of the milk, they're more expensive than a lot of premium ice creams, but you don't need as much.
That's exactly right.
So it, you know, kind of,
we don't sell quarts and we don't make gallons.
Yeah.
Although it has happened that you might eat a whole pint.
I know the single serving size there.
Well, for my birthday, I'm going to eat an entire pint of one of these. What's the most popular flavor, sales-wise?
I believe it's the Fior de Latte. Yeah,
the most neutral one, actually.
Well, it goes so much better with everything. I mean, you can put it on your cherry pie, or
that's true. Mm-hmm. But you don't add any extracts to any of your ice cream. No vanilla extracts.
Or
anything like that. And that was a conscious decision, too. Anything going into the savory realm? Have you?
We did a whole, originally, we did a whole group of ice creams in that, and they were very popular.
What kind of flavors would those entail? Basil and things like that, or?
In the beginning, we did some cinnamons and some coriander and different
cardamom.
We do make a cardamom. Yes, we did a green and a black cardamom. We get our spices from Whole Spice there in Petaluma.
Wow. Well, but you don't make those for retail at this point, the cardamom.
Not for retail, there are a number of different restaurants which specifically like that. I know Sushi Ron and Sausalito, but one of our interesting popular flavors is black sesame. And, Ramen Gaijin there in Sebastopol and some... Yeah,
so you would custom make that for them.
So you do also, you were, I think, mentioning that you do some work with Noble Folk up in Healdsburg, because I know they have a lot of wacky flavors.
Yes.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, very positive. And, and like I said, we are conduits of creativity. We supply the basic... ingredients for them, and they come up with all those.
Oh, and then
those.
They can add to
that. Yes, so they get the glory.
Yeah.
But you're the foundation.
Yes, of course.
Okay, should we move after this break, John, to chocolate and coffee? Would that be the natural progression?
Sure.
Okay.
A little cup of coffee to end the day with.
We'll be right back in the Scoop Shop.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
In a parking lot, close to home, or on the freeway, if your car gets dinged or damaged, you need someone you can trust. Rich is from Rich's Auto Body was born and raised in Petaluma, and for over 23 years, Rich has been repairing everything from the smallest ding to complete restorations. Rich's Auto Body will get your car back to better than new with 100% satisfaction. With their state-of-the-art measuring systems and using OEM parts, your car is in good hands at Rich's Auto Body. Rich's also proudly offers Rhino's Protective Spray-On Coating, the dominant leader in the truck bed lining industry with a lifetime guarantee. Motorhome, commuter car, or hot rod, take your damaged vehicle to Rich's, where the dealerships and local police get their cars fixed. Free estimates with no appointments needed at Rich's Auto Body. Two locations in Petaluma on the boulevard, north or south. Rich's Auto Body is
Petaluma Pride.
Overlooking the water with amazing views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn of the Tides serves fresh local seafood, California and Italian cuisine year-round. All ingredients sourced locally and organic when available. For 30 years, the Inn at the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series with the finest local wineries and winemakers.
Friday, July 14th, join Adam Lee, winemaker for Siduri Winery. Savor a four-course meal paired perfectly with four Siduri wines. Start with seared diver scallops and grilled peach salad with a 2015 Pinot Gris, then braised Liberty Duck Ragu Parmigiano and a 2015 Russian River Pinot, followed by a Black Angus Tenderloin with Bing Cherry and Balsamic Glaze and the 2014 Gary's Vineyard Pinot, all topped off with a flourless dark chocolate torte topped with Cherry Pinot Reduction and Almond Brittle and a Siduri Oregon Pinot Noir. Book a room at special winemaker dinner rates.
The Inn at the Tides, less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to innatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series.
For almost 50 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions for the entire community in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. Through programs such as Schools of Hope, School Readiness Backpacks, Summer Reading Packs, and Little Free Libraries, and Earn It, Keep It, Save It, United Way is creating opportunities for a better life for all. We all win when a child succeeds in school, when all families and individuals are financially stable, and when people are healthy. It takes everyone in the community working together and living united to create a brighter future. To find out how you can give, advocate, or volunteer with the United Way of the Wine Country, go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org or call United Way at 707-528-4485. That's 707-528-4485.
So we wanted to try several of the custom flavors that aren't available yet at retail. We started with the Dolce de Leche, and then the Stracciatella, and then the Raspberry Lemon. Are those the three flavors that are custom made for restaurants at this point?
Yes, we have a number of restaurants. I think Farm Shop down in Corte Madera, they like a lot of these flavors.
Well, the Dolce de Leche, that's spectacular.
Yeah.
The Stracciatella, and that is an Italian, are these like crumpled cookies on top? What is on top?
That's chocolate that we...
Shaved chocolate?
Yes, exactly.
And what's the base flavor of that, the stracciatella?
It's the Fiordalatte. Mm-hmm.
It's the Fiordalatte. Mm-hmm. And then what's the story about the raspberry?
We have a lovely elderly lady local just down on Carmody Road who picks raspberries. And whenever I need raspberries, I call her up and she brings them up.
That's where Bellwether Farms is down on Carmody.
Yeah, just down from there.
In Petaluma. Well, those are spectacular, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like picking your favorite child. I don't know what I would... Well, you think maybe the hazelnut for you.
You know, I think it depends on your mood, you know, and the location of the moon.
Do you have a website where we can get all this information about the gelatos?
Double Eight Dairy.
Oh, someone's saying, Steve and John, please talk about any local restaurants that serve their products. Thanks, Susan.
Well, I did mention that Ramen Gaijin.
In Sebastopol.
Stalina, of course, down in Point Reyes Station.
Osteria Stalina. So
Farm Shop down in Corte Madera.
Okay.
Sushi Ron. Pojo down in Sausalito. Yeah. And then we have a number of places in San Francisco.
But that's not on your website, though, all the different restaurants that might use your ice cream, the gelato base. In a lot of their flavors, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Like Noble Folk, you had mentioned, up in Healdsburg, uses your base.
Yeah, and then,
to make
you
their
know,
own flavors.
Auberge over in Napa, they...
Does the French Laundry still use any of your product?
They're not in production at this time.
Well, this is like the tip of the iceberg. Mm. Maybe a Buffalo Renaissance you will start? Other producers may get into this line of work, do you think?
Perhaps. It takes a lot of patience and money to start.
Well, and because you're vertically integrating, it's not just making the ice cream, but you have to take care of the animals, and
that's
a lot of work.
Well, you know, I balance my day. I can't make any gelato until there's milk in the tank. So I go in early, and I bring the cows in, and I clean their stalls, and I feed them. So I get the full round of agriculture and then the delight of making gelato to make people happy, and it's a fun occupation.
Our producer asked, what sound do the animals make? Is it like a moo?
It is not. It's quite unique. It has a grunting, kind of like a pig noise, but more like a frog in a way.
We should.
Can you give us an
example? No, I won't be doing that.
Well, it was a magnificent experience tasting these gelatos. Thank you for the generosity in bringing these in for us to taste. It's very exciting to see what you're doing in Petaluma, and we're thrilled to have you in our backyard, so to speak. We're real fortunate.
Well, it's been a delight.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you very much.
Our best to Andrew, who is your partner in this endeavor, and who manages the herd?
A young lady named Melissa Schultz. She was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Melissa. Yeah.
Did she have gelato on her birthday?
I think she did.
Yeah. Oh, magnificent. And thank you for bringing all this, too. So this has really turned my world upside down as far as the possibilities for frozen dairy products. Thanks. We'll be in the kitchen next week. And actually, we're going to continue our dairy theme, John. We're having Sue and Peg from Calgo Creamery come in, along with Jennifer Bice, both of those award-winning companies, Calgo Creamery and Redwood Empire.
Redwood Hill.
Redwood Hill, rather. Have sold their businesses, and we're going to find out before and after, after they...
And I bet they love it. They can sleep in now.
That's really true. So next week on the Good Food Hour and Garden Talk, Steve Garner, thank you so much for listening to the show. Stick around because Clark Wolf in at 12:05 at the table, and then Jeff will be there for On the Wine Road, taking us to around the great wineries around Northern California. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.